This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor.
Tragic news broke this weekend through the Washington Post after it reported that up to 30 bishops from the Church of God in Christ denomination had died from COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus. Find out more after this break.
In his new book, Saving Christianity, Dr. Michael Youssef reminds us we cannot reinvent Christianity to fit our society. Learn about the dangers of undermining our faith, how to distinguish biblical truth, and have a renewed confidence in the future of the church. Go to www.thesavingchristianitybook.com. Again, thesavingchristianitybook.com.
The COVID-19 outbreak has killed somewhere between 12 and 30 bishops and leaders of the Church of God in Christ, also referred to as COGIC, according to recent reports. COGIC is a Pentecostal denomination and the largest black Christian denomination in the United States. COGIC has an estimated 6.5 million members. Unfortunately, the death tolls in COGIC churches demonstrate a larger statistical reality in the United States, which is that COVID-19 has disproportionately affected African Americans. The CDC reports that 30% of those who have contracted COVID-19 are black, even though African Americans only make up 13% of the U.S. population. An April 18th NPR report noted that the disproportionate rate of infection is due to a combination of factors, including genetic risk factors, lack of high-quality health care available, and high stress levels due to poverty rates or fear of unemployment. In its report, the Washington Post said that those COGIC leaders who died from the coronavirus included First Assistant Presiding Bishop Philip A. Brooks and Bishop Timothy Scott, who was the leader of the Northern Mississippi Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction and had served the denomination in Mississippi for 50 years. The Los Angeles Sentinel added that other victims included Bishops Robert E. Smith Sr., Robert L. Harris, Timothy T. Scott, and Philip A. Brook, and Superintendents John D. Beverly, Paul E. Hester Sr., Kevlin B. Jones, Myron E. Lett, and Leon R. McPherson Sr. WREG suggested that Bishop Scott may have unwittingly exposed 300 people to the coronavirus by attending a funeral in March. A week later, both he and his wife had tested positive for COVID-19. Several leaders also attended a leadership meeting in Shreveport, Louisiana last month, following which several attendees tested positive for the virus. Another March conference in Kansas City led to dozens of infections and at least 5 deaths, according to the Ottawa Herald. The denomination has responded by canceling all international events and many of its conferences. They also implemented a shutdown plan for their headquarters in accordance with Tennessee's orders. Bishop Charles E. Blake Sr., COGIC's president, posted a video update on April 16th, in which he ordered affiliated churches to cease all events and services. He said, "In every communication with the church, I have stressed the country's social distancing and stay-at-home mandates. I would like to take this opportunity to, once again, unequivocally state that all Church of God in Christ local, district, state, national, international gatherings should absolutely cease. Saints of God, let us continue to do all we can to contribute to the flattening of this curve. Pray for healing and for safety for the members and leaders of the Church of God in Christ, and for an end to the coronavirus pandemic." If you appreciate this story, you can hear more stories like it through the Charisma Media Audio service. You can find more information at charismamediaaudio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.